Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
The Golden Globes usually kick off the award season with a roaring sense of abandon, lots of alcohol, and the big Weinstein after party. Oh my, how things have changed in the hashtag MeToo and hashtag Time's Up movement. First of all, the main mention of Harvey Weinstein during the show was by host Seth Meyers basically reading his obituary 20 years from now. And even though all of the purposely worn black looked a little bit like a funeral, it was actually celebratory. Yes, a new day has dawned in Hollywood. And of course, who better to lead the charge than the first woman ever to receive the coveted Cecil B. DeMille Award? Oprah Winfrey, who managed to give us all an American history lesson and make you feel good about it, even though the story wasn't too pretty. But if you missed it, here's Oprah.
In 1964, I was a little girl sitting on the linoleum floor of my mother's house in Milwaukee, watching Anne Bancroft present the Oscar for Best Actor at the 36th Academy Awards. She opened the envelope and said five words that literally made history. The winner is Sidney Poitier. Up to the stage came the most elegant man I had ever seen. I remember his tie was white and of course his skin was black, and I'd never seen a black man being celebrated like that. And I have tried many, many, many times to explain what a moment like that means to a little girl, a kid watching from the cheap seats as my mom came through the door, bone tired from cleaning other people's houses. But all I can do is quote and say that the explanation in Sidney's performance in Lilies of the Field, amen, 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 amen. In 1982, Sidney received the Cecil B. DeMille Award right here at the Golden Globes, and it is not lost on me that at this moment, there are some little girls watching as I become the first black woman to be given the same award.
Of course, Twitter was lit up after all this with Oprah for President messages. And at this point, whether she wants it or not, somebody's going to enter her name in for the nomination in 2020. I just feel it coming. And as for the fashions at the Golden Globes, just gorgeous. Viola Davis, who channeled Diana Ross with that Afro wig, was off the charts. And the only real oops moment was when Heidi Klum and Kendall Jenner realized they had on the same dress. Oops. We'll have a lot more in the Golden Globes in our Hollywood Live podcast this week. You don't want to miss it. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.